his friends. The shir should be a special schus. Okay, Rosh Hashanah Batzlacha Gittel. Bracha Batzlacha. Tzvi Hirsch Ben Kalanim is Kalman. Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav. And for Avram Yitzchak Ben Esther, Bracha Batzlacha Zara Shel Kayama. Mordechai David Ben Kraina. Arifua Shleima. Noam Ben Leah Arifua Shleima. Nathan Yudah Ben Debbie. Arifua Shleima. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, "Batiznach mishalom nafshi nashisi tova," quoting a pasuk in Eicha. My soul despaired of having peace; I have forgotten goodness. What does this pasuk mean? The Gemara offers a number of explanations. Rabbi Abba says, Zumita mutzas. It's talking about the galus. We forgot goodness. We despaired of having peace. This means, mita mutzas, a made bed. Ve'isha mekushetes latamidei chachamim. And an adorned wife for tamidei chachamim, for Torah scholars. The Mefarshim here say different things. What's going on over here? That's the curse of the Galus. That he doesn't have a made bed. He doesn't have an adorned wife. His wife isn't wearing her jewelry. She's dressed very pashut. That's the curse of the Galus. So there are various pshatim given. The Rashba says it's talking about good deeds, that's the kishut. Like shel da'atzmacha. Adorn yourself, meaning make sure you have good midos, that a wife should have good midos. Others understand that it's referring to the Gemara in Ksubis, that a Talmud Chacham should have be on Friday night. The Rambam says that it's on Shabbos. So that's why it's important. That's the mita mutzas v'isha mekushetes. Rav Kook in his Einaya has a very, very beautiful explanation which offers us very important hadracha for life. This is on page 99 of the Einaya. Tochen ha'chaim ha'shketim v'ashleimim ru'uyim heim shu kol kach mat'imos kol ha'drishos ha'yose ruchnios u'mufshatos harbe me'olam ha'argasha im ha'natios ha'tivios v'kol ha'dvarim ha'tiviyim ad sh'afilu anshei kodesh ha'mesurim b'chol lev v'nefesh l'kedusha u'l'chochma gam heim yuchlu v'hachnis b'nafsham b'loishum hisnagdus yachad im or ha'chochma v'kedusha sayira. The content of the peaceful and complete life are fitting that they should be consistent with all of the demands of spirituality and loftiness and spiritual abstraction. Together with what's natural, so that even holy people who are completely devoted to the pursuit of holiness and wisdom can also bring into their soul without any opposition, together with the light of Chachma and the holiness of Yira, the behavior that's fitting for an orderly life. וגם כל העונג הרוי להטבעי לאדם על פי מיד הקדושה וישר ולא יויק דובר מזה על התסעלוס הקדושה ורומוס הנפש ולא שקדס התורה והאבוסה. And also for the onek that's fitting based on the holy and straight amount, and it shouldn't stop, it shouldn't impede the elevation and kedusha and the exaltation of the soul, and not the immersion in Torah and love of Torah. In other words, in simple English, a person has to be very involved in the physical world, together with his elevated spirituality, and it shouldn't be a stira. All of that we find in nature shouldn't contradict this person's life of spirituality and holiness and elevating one's soul. That can go hand in hand and work beautifully in concert with what we find in the natural world. And there are certain natural desires and needs that look like they are an impediment to elevating oneself in Chachma and Kedusha, but it's not true. They complete a person. This, incidentally, for those who are Osek Alani Kisvei Rav Kook, we know that this is a big, big yisod in the thought of the Rav. And I think it's so healthy for our door. And that is that we can't be involved in this constant conflict between the body and the soul. There is going to be a conflict at times, but we can't feel that they're inherently contradictory. That if I do something for my soul, it's going to be at the expense of my body, and if I do something for my body, it's going to be at the expense of the soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a body and a soul, and he gave it to us in order that the body should serve the soul, and everything that we need in the natural world should be a vehicle towards elevating ourselves spiritually. And therefore, kol osher ha'chaim, kol onig v'tzalas alev, muftach li'yisro yachadim v'ros kocham b'kedusha v'taras emes. It's going to bring people to a world of simcha, of oneg. It's going to strengthen them in kedusha and taras emes. And therefore, if tamid ha'chachamim, that shkedus atar v'nedidus shein ha'me'abas azim misos dago v'chaim, if you have a Talmud Chacham who's not so interested in sleeping, he's such an avis Torah, he doesn't want to go to sleep. A person's in a sugya. How could he go to sleep? He's a kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. How could he go to sleep without finding the kasha? Without finding a Torah to the kasha? Nevertheless, when he is sleeping, and even the greatest people sleep, it should be on a mita mutsas. It should be in a nicely made bed. It's nice, you know, you walk into a hotel room, there it is, the bed is all nicely spread out, the beautiful white sheets, all nicely made by the chambermaid, don't forget to leave her $10 before you go. And you feel good, you go into the nicely made bed, not the schlumpy bed that single guys often jump into at night because they didn't make it in the morning, unless they learned in Kelm. So you're right, Talmud Chacham, you're right, you're not so interested in sleeping. But when you sleep, it should be in a mita mutsas. And yes, you're involved in abstractions, you're involved in Sveidinim, you're learning Reb Chaims and Rogachevs and Rebbe Kiva Egers, Ktsoises, Shev Shmeitzes, Minchas Chinuchs. You're learning Divrei Chochma Mukim, you're learning Divrei Mufshotim. But should that destroy your feeling for nature? You can't deny your nature. Person says, yeah, I learn Rabbi Kiva Eiger. I don't go to the bathroom. This is not fitting, you know, all this disgusting stuff should come out of my body. And I learn Rabbi Kiva Eiger. No, that's nature. That's part of being a human being. It's healthy. Gemara says, Marich Bevis HaKise Marichos Yom. It's a dogma. The Gemara says, you have a person has an Isha Mekushetes. That shouldn't bother him. Oh, my wife, she looks so beautiful. Look at, she's dressed so well. She's so put together. Oh, terrible. I'm a lamdan. I'm a tzaddik. I daven a, you know, I shuckle 131 shuckles a minute in Shemoneh Esrei. It's not worthy for me to have such a beautiful wife. Says the Gemara, no, that's right, dafka for a Talmud Chacham. That gives him a shleimus. And that's not going to blur. Lo yitashdeish koach hashkei de gamas hargash yasser. And this, yes, I'm living in the world of abstractions, and yes, I'm also taking Kiddush and Tara and Yira. But why should that kill and blur and erase one's natural feelings to want an attractive wife? Can have both. Not only one can, one should have both. It's a shlemus. Also, Adam Lakadish is Isha Achirena. And that's the curse of the Golas. Atiznach mishalim nafshi zok Yirmiyahu in the book of Eicha. I forgot my peace, Torah's peace. Drachei derachinu amachol nesivaseh shalom. Nashisi tova. I left behind my soul, the spirit of having peace, and I've forgotten goodness. There's no goodness here. Because in the matzav of Golas, you have to go to extremes. No, no, I'm not going to sleep in a bed. I'm going to sleep on a bench. I'm going to look mamish for the ugliest girl. I'm going to call the shadchan. I'm going to say to the shadchan, please find me a wife. Just make sure she's really, really, like you can't look at her. It's painful. That's the Golas. The Golas is, people have to go to extremes. Because it's a crazy world we live in. It's out of whack. That people have to go to extremes. But an ideal world, a shlemistic world, you can have both. And it's not a stira. All too often today, it's a stira. The gashmias isn't stira to ruchnias. And the pretty wife and things like that, that can really shtera a person's avodas Hashem. That's the mahum of a galus. So sometimes we have to go to opposite extremes. So that has nothing to do with Torah. Torah in an ideal state is beautiful. It's shleimus. If we were living in this world of shalom and shalva, it would be terrific. But we're not. And therefore, we have to go to extremes sometimes and deny ourselves our natural needs in order that a person should be osek in Torah, so he's mazniach legashmias. Puts it behind him, he ignores it. But that's not an ideal world, that's the kina of Eicha. But tiznach mishalom nafshi, nashisi tova, sumitu mutsas, v'ishim akushetis l'talmid chachamim. So if I may wax Rav Kooki in for a moment and say that now that we've come back to Eretz Yisrael and we've started the Geula process, we've seen Nisim and Neflos in the last 68 years, we should be zocha to hachzer atar liyoshanan, to bring back this normal state of living in our own land, speaking ideally lashon hakodesh. I'm not referring to the modern Hebrew filled with words like autobus, banana, telephone, and many other non lashon hakodesh words. But we live in our Eretz Yisrael, and we should go back to this the good way. That to live chayim ne'atzalim ruchaniim, the best thing to have is a mitzvah mutzas and an isha mekushetes, and that only enhances one's avodah, one's ruchnias, and one's yerushamayim. And we should all be zocha to that. Amen v'amen. Ad sheyavo goel v'yagalosanu b'mehera v'yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.